datang pada Tuhan Masa.
Thank you. There was once a Franciscan priest who had a vows of poverty, chastity, obedience, and he lived in a very dangerous part of town. So 2 o'clock in the morning, he got a sick call. Someone in his parish was dying, so he dressed quickly and headed out toward the house where the person was dying. He had to go through a very dangerous alley. As he's walking quickly in his religious brown habit, he felt something sharp in his back. And it was a thief that had pointed a gun in his back and said to him, "Your money or your life." The Franciscan said to him, "I'm sorry, I have a vow of poverty. I don't have any money to give to you." But he pulled something out of his pocket and said, "But if you want, I'll give you a Milky Way bar." The thief said, "Sorry, Father, I gave that up for Lent." I thought you'd like that. That's a good Lenten joke, huh? Okay, I'd like to briefly comment on the gospel today and connect that with the reason why I'm here. St. Thomas Aquinas, the greatest mind in the Catholic Church, possibly in the world, makes this statement that all people want to be happy. Would you agree with that? All people want to be happy. Why is it, especially on this Sunday, we wear this special color that you see only twice a year? Pink you see once in Lent and once in Advent. Advent because we get close to Christmas, which is the birth of Jesus. Lent because we're getting close to the Paschal mystery, which means the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And that's a source of joy. Let's get back to the question, why is it that you have so many people that are sad? I'll tell you why. Because they're looking for happiness in the wrong place. Like the prodigal son. He asked his father for money. Went off and he squandered his money on drinking, eating, sexual promiscuity, basically living it up. If you're in the American society, it would be, it's Miller time, right? Eat, drink, and be merry, live it up. You got one life to live and go for it, huh? And he was confusing two things that many people do the same thing today. You can buy pleasure, but you can't buy happiness. I repeat, you can buy pleasure, but you can't buy happiness. Happiness comes from God. Pleasure comes from the stimulation of the external senses. You can be a multimillionaire with all the possessions in your life, all the friends in your life, maybe got a Benz or a Maserati or maybe a Jaguar, whatever you want. You got a yacht to drive, you got everything underneath the skies, but you're interiorly empty. Whereas you could be a poor person walking down the streets, begging for $2 to be able to buy a hamburger, and you can be the happiest person in the city. Because only God can give us true happiness. Amen?
Amen.
Only God can give us true happiness. St. Augustine, who lived the life of a playboy until he was 31. He was addicted to sex. St. Augustine, you ever heard of him probably? He said this, "The human heart is created for love, but we have to choose wisely the object of our love and then love with all our heart." Amen? St. Augustine. And that object of our love is not a thing, it's a person. It's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'd like to tell you a story. True story of a 15-year-old girl that was going through a period of depression. So her mother decided to take her to a professional, a psychologist, where she could kind of open up and unwind and express her feelings. So she went to the psychologist every week for months and years. And she was already 25. 10 years had transpired. And she was going from bad to worse, suicidal even. Her psychologist was an unbeliever. Call her an atheist. But something happened. One day the psychologist wandered into a church, a Catholic church in the city, because the girl was a Catholic. And she saw her patient, the Catholic girl, who was now 25, in the church, and all of a sudden she saw this man dressed in black like me, with a black robe. And he went into this small room, kind of looked like a closet. We call it a confessional. The light was turned on. Then the girl wandered into that box where the man with the black robe. And the psychologist was fascinated. She was fixing her eyes upon that scene. The closet, the man in black, and her patient. And she looked at her watch. And her patient was there for 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 8 minutes, 9 minutes, 10 minutes. And after the 10 minutes, what happened was the psychologist, who did not believe in miracles, saw the first miracle in her life. The young woman came out and she had a radiating smile from ear to ear, radiating peace and joy and happiness. And the psychologist grabbed her head and put her head in her arms and she said, "Wow, what I tried to accomplish in 10 years, I couldn't accomplish what happened in 10 minutes in that little box that the Catholics called the confessional." What's the message of that story? Is that psychology can help us to get in touch with our emotions. But only Jesus Christ can heal the wounded heart. And how does he do it? He does it most especially through the sacraments. Most especially through the sacrament of confession. Therefore, my invitation is this. I'm trying to be available as much as possible. Every day, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 8:30 Mass, and then a talk. 12 o'clock Mass, 12:10 Mass, and then all afternoon I'm going to be available for confessions. I'll say the 5:30 Mass, another hour for confessions, then I'll give a talk at 7 o'clock. Invite all of you to come. All of you to come. If you can't come to the three different moments, at least come to one of the moments. So we're entering into the heart of the season of Lent. And when you have a popular mission and a missionary preacher, this is the heart of the church here. I invite you to come. After the talk, I'll be giving you an article. I'm an author and I write and I publish books. So I think my forte is writing blog articles. So I'll be giving you an article from 3 to 10 pages. Then after you have that, you go home and you'll be able to prolong your retreat these 3 days. And I encourage all of you to try to make the best confession in your life. We give Ignatian retreats. Maybe you've heard of St. Ignatius of Loyola and Ignatian retreats. That's my charism. Giving Ignatian retreats and preparing people to make what's called a general confession. General does not mean generic, but a confession of your whole life. St. Ignatius, it took him 5 days. 5 days in Montserrat to make his general confession. Maybe it's not going to take you 5 days, but try to prepare yourself. Maybe in the past you've hidden a sin from the peace because of fear and shame. You're really not at peace with yourself. Now is the time to get it out. So Jesus wants to heal us. Either we are wounded wounders or we're wounded healers. So I'd like to end with a poem. Maybe it was written in Harvard or Princeton or Yale, one of the big guns on the East Coast, one of those intellectual poems, but I think you're going to like it. This is the way the poem goes. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men could not put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Welcome to the Humpty Dumpty Club of St. Teresa. All of us are Humpty Dumpties because we've had a lot of falls. That's called sin. But good news is there's a doctor in the house. And that doctor is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May God bless you today, tomorrow, and for all eternity. Amen.